Stuart's not around, his mother tells Jubilee that Stuart was recently dumped by his girlfriend. Over the course of all these events, Jubilee calls Noah many times, but he always blows her off. Taking this in, Stuart tells her that he thinks she's about to get dumped. Instinctively, Jubilee understands that this is true. She calls Noah and preemptively breaks up with him, then finds herself kissing Stuart about 20 minutes later. Mortified, she flees the house when he's preoccupied with a task. Jubilee walks around in the snow for an hour, unable to find her way back to the wrecked train. Eventually, Stuart catches up, and as they talk, she realizes she has no reason to be embarrassed. Noah's calling her cell phone, presumably because he wants her back, but she throws it in the snow. Stuart kisses her. As the story ends, the new couple begins to walk back to Stuart's house. The second novella, A Cheertastic Christmas Miracle by John Green, focuses on the relationship between Tobin and the Duke, whose real name is Angie. As the story begins, Tobin, a teenager, is enjoying a movie marathon with his old friends JP and the Duke. Tobin gets a call from his parents, who are stranded in Boston because of the blizzard. Moments later, the phone rings again. It's Stuart's friend Kuhn, who is calling from the Waffle House to share that it has been overrun by sexy cheerleaders from the wrecked train. Kuhn wants his friends to join him as soon as possible. Tobin decides they'll drive his parents' car through the snowy streets. There's just one problem. Kuhn's co-workers have invited other guys, and only the guys who arrive at Waffle House first will be let in. Tobin, JP, and the Duke set off, and eventually crash the car into a snowdrift not too far from their destination. They run into two other guys, the Reston twins, who are also on the way to Waffle House. The Restons refuse to give Tobin and his pals a lift, so JP kicks the car as it drives away. Somehow, this sends the car into a snowdrift. The Restons are furious and begin to give chase. A madcap race to the Waffle House ensues. JP wins, narrowly, and the trio join Kuhn for waffles and hash browns. Among the many other patrons at Waffle House is Billy, who is supposed to take the Duke to an upcoming formal dance. Quietly, the Duke tells Billy that she can't attend after all. Sometime during the wild journey to the Waffle House, she and Tobin realized they were interested in one another romantically. Tobin is surprised because he'd always thought of the Duke as one of the guys. The Duke, who's a little more emotionally sophisticated, is not surprised.